5 seconds. And take a deep breath in. Okay, so now let's look at how you are learning. This is really important because the first video that I ask you to watch is how to learn effectively by applying three rules or three principles. How many of you, mostly the new people, feel frustrated learning the form right now? Anybody? A little bit? No? You're good? How many of you are having a full experience? And I mean that you're not thinking of other things while we're practicing. You're having a full experience. Some of you, how many of you feel distracted by other things? Okay, good, good. What's important is that you can recognize that, because this is often an internal habit that many people have, which is they're constantly thinking about other things because we're afraid to forget something, or we believe that we're going to be able to process something else at the same time you're learning this. And I'm telling you, that is not effective at all. You will not be able to process anything else effectively while you are in the learning mode. You must give your full undivided attention to this experience in order to feel it fully and to understand it. But if your mind keeps exiting this experience to go elsewhere to take care of other business, you become fragmented and it slows down the learning process. Okay? Now, here's a symbolic gesture called putting it on the shelf or shelving. I want you to imagine you have bookshelf, like maybe one on each side of you. And on the top shelf, that's a shelf for things on your mind. The next shelf down are things that are on your heart. And the shelf underneath that would be things that you're holding in your gut. Okay? These could be images, they could be agendas, they could be narratives, stories that you're telling yourself. They could be feelings or sensations. If they're interfering with your ability to focus fully in the present, do this symbolic movement. I'm going to take something out of my mind and I'm going to toss it on the shelf like a frisbee. Okay, you know how you throw a frisbee? So something keeps coming up in my mind. It's distracting me. I'm going to put it on my top shelf. I'm going to be very specific. Top shelf. Now I know where it is. It's safe. It's sound, it's not going anywhere, and I don't need to think about it for a while, okay? That could be something in my heart. A relationship issue that keeps coming up. Okay, I will tend to that once class is over. But right now, I'm going to put it on the middle shelf. And I can go to the left or to the right, doesn't matter. As long as you know where you're putting it. This is a method that Socrates created for memory retention and recall. So your internal house with all these rooms, and you would place objects in a specific room so you knew where to locate it when you needed to retrieve it. It's also a way to put some distance between you and that object of attention, otherwise known as detachment. I am going to detach from this agenda, from this narrative, from this issue momentarily. And when this rehearsal or this performance or this audition is over, I can pick that up and deal with it. But it is not going to be effective to try and process something else at the same time you're auditioning, is it? No, it'll distract you. You'll become fragmented. You'll forget your lines. All right? As simple as this sounds, this is such a common pattern for the majority of people, especially smart people, intellectually developed people, well-educated people, who have this idea that the intellect is going to handle all the heavy lifting all the time. and that you're going to be able to multitask and multi-process simultaneously, effectively. I'm telling you, it doesn't work. I've been at it a lot longer than you have, and I've played with this a lot. And I know that if I can just be simple, have a simple, full experience, I will process that experience quickly. I will integrate that experience into my nervous system, into my memory quickly. And once it's there, I can retrieve it when I need it. Otherwise known as sense memory recall. Okay? But if I have too many things going on at the same time, it gets really confusing and it slows down the entire process. You are much more effective and efficient when you can focus on one thing at a time fully than if you are trying to focus on many things at a time simultaneously. Clear? Now, it's a pattern. It's a deeply ingrained pattern that most of us have been operating and functioning with for years. It is not going to change overnight. This may be a little bit of a struggle to get to a point where you can be fully grounded, centered, and present for as long as is required. How long is the class? It's 2 hours. Can you be fully present for 2 hours? Not a simple or easy endeavor in the beginning, because our mind loves to travel and bounce around from object of attention to object of attention. The mind loves variety. That's one form of entertainment for the mind. Lots of changing and lots of variety. This does not help because this is an object of a trillion objects of attention. And I'm not being, glib with that. There are a trillion objects of attention through the portal of this device. And you can switch that object of attention in a millisecond. Swipe. Touch. Now I have a new object of attention to focus on. Now I can change that and I can change that. Bing, 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 bing. And what that does is it creates a short attention span. Actors, you must have tolerance and endurance for a long attention span. Okay? To stay in the action, in the moment, in the given circumstances, in character for as long as is required. And that may be all day if you're rehearsing or filming. It may be for 2 to 4 hours if you're performing. This is not easy. This does require that you build mental endurance. Now, Isabel, you said something earlier in that you have a habit of resistance to getting present, but you do get there, which is great. What is the source of that resistance? Why do we resist being fully present? Because being fully present, by the way, is your most powerful state of being. When you are fully present, you have easy access to all of your internal tools and resources. All of your memory, all of your education, all of your experience, you can access like that when you are fully integrated and fully present. Your weakest state of being is when you are fragmented. It's really hard to function efficiently when you are fragmented. Your mind is elsewhere. Your body's here. Okay? So now the question is, why is it difficult to be present? Does anyone have any sense of that? Breathe. What happens when you're fully present? Katerina?
I'm not sure, but I think for me, at least, when I avoid to be present means that I'm avoiding my problems.
Okay, that's a good start. Yes. Yeah. In this present moment, what problems do you have? In this present moment, not in the future, not in the past, not other agendas. I'm talking about right here, right now. What problems do you have?
None.
When you are fully present, unless you are engaged in some actual problem solving in the present, there isn't anything. Okay? The problems that we often think about are usually future or past. But when you become fully present, you let go of that momentarily for as long as you're present. But we're getting closer. It's not quite where I want to go yet. Anybody else have any other object or idea? Why is it difficult, Isabel? What happens?
It's this thing you mentioned before that we don't have or have lost the ability of being focused our attention for a long period of time in one thing because we are used to switching.
Okay.
And okay. Now more with phones and stuff.
So you have to build endurance, all right? But that's not where the resistance comes from, the resistance that you spoke about in the beginning. Okay, it's that part of your mind that says, I don't want to, what? What happens when you are fully integrated? Your mental body is fully integrated in your physical body.
You have an experience.
Keep going. You have a full experience of what is present in your nervous system in that moment. Okay? That's a lot of information sometimes. That's a lot of feeling sometimes. Especially if what you are containing in your nervous system is uncomfortable or painful or negatively charged. So if I bring my mental body into my physical body just by being aware of breathing in the present, I become aware of what is present inside of me in this moment. And sometimes I don't like that feeling. I don't know how to process some of these energies we call feelings. And this is common for many, many people. Some people are very good at processing anger and others are not. They avoid it. They resist it. But in that avoidance and resistance, they pack it in and put it into storage inside the body, in the nervous system. Okay? And so when I drop into my body, I suddenly become aware of how angry I am. But because I don't know how to process it efficiently yet, I bounce back out again. I say, no, I don't know what to do with that. So I'm going to leave my body again. I will fragment. It could be any feeling whatsoever, or it could just be too much feeling, overwhelm. I drop in and I've got too many feelings present because I haven't processed them. And now I feel suddenly overwhelmed by being present. I'm leaving again because the mental body can leave the physical space and time so easily, so quickly, especially when you don't have a method for processing the energy of your emotional charge. Now let's go back to the warm-up. Those of you that felt a little overwhelmed, that felt anxious at the beginning and felt less overwhelmed, less anxious after the warm-up, is because you processed that energy by setting it into motion and discharging it out of your nervous system, out of your body. And the direction that we want to discharge is into the ground. The ground is a big loving sponge that will just absorb whatever you give it, neutralize it, bing, very quickly, okay? The alternative, if I don't send it down, I send it out into my space. Well, if I'm discharging negative energy into my space and you're in my space, you will absorb some of my energy, of my negative energy. If I'm angry and I just start screaming and yelling in my space and you're in my space, you're going to feel it. You are going to absorb it. And now you are going to have to process some of my negative energy. And if you don't know how to do that, most likely you're going to perceive that as an attack on you, even if I don't direct it directly at you. And your natural reaction is going to want to be to throw it back at me, to yell at me. And you're going to say, why are you yelling? Well, I'm just discharging. I'm trying to get it out. Yes, but I'm feeling it. I don't want this. This feels awful. Take it back. And this is what we do. Bing, 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 bing. We bounce it back and forth. It's like energetic tennis. And that cycle will continue indefinitely until somebody grounds it. And now the cycle is over. So to avoid the cycle of conflict and drama, send the energy down, ground it, discharge it out, it's done. Okay, now that is the principle, that is the philosophy and the practice of Qigong, of grounding and discharging energy out of the system. So that if you pull into the body, with the mental body comes into the physical and you go, oh, I don't like this, I don't like this feeling. Most people will try to mentally figure out what the feeling is. Why do I feel this way? Well, because I got into an argument and I didn't get to say what I really meant. And now I'm thinking about it and reacting to it again and again and again and building up more charge. I don't try to figure it out. I acknowledge it. I've got some strong feelings. I'm not going to analyze it. I'm going to discharge it. And then once I discharge it, my mind becomes clearer. I can see the situation clearer and my heart becomes calmer. So it's simple. You don't have to figure it out. You have to move it. You have to discharge it. Try to get to a manageable level where you can tolerate and endure the present moment. If you don't do that, or if you find yourself constantly bouncing out or resisting being present, that is the most common reason why. Okay? Any comments or questions? Breathe. So this practice, if you employ it, will help you acknowledge what's present, discharge anything you do not need, negative, toxic, or excess energy that might feel overwhelming. Get that down, and now it's easier for you to be fully present, to tolerate being in your body for longer and longer periods of time. That's the idea. Okay? And we do that through breath, movement, and sound. We discharge through breath, movement, and sound. This is one way to do it. This is a fluid, gentle way to do it. You might want to discharge by getting a plastic baseball bat and hitting your pillows and screaming and yelling. Okay? Or throwing a tantrum and stomping your feet and sending the energy into the ground. That's all valid. Those are all good ways of getting it out. When I was growing up as a kid, I was so pent up because I never expressed my emotional energy. I felt like I was going to explode. And then I started studying martial arts at the age of 11. And I found it was the best way to discharge it. I didn't realize what was happening. I just knew that I felt so much better after every class. Because I could scream, I could yell, I could punch and kick a bag and put that emotional energy into it and empty my nervous system, my vessel. And after class, I just felt really calm and chill. Well, that's what was happening. That format allowed me a safe way to discharge and express. And then eventually I learned how to process fluidly in real time instead of holding it in, letting it build, and then exploding. Just got to keep it moving, keep it flowing with the breath and with a downward intention and direction. Okay? I did record that last section audio-wise. I will post it on the resource page so you can listen to it again. Let's finish. feet together. Breathe in. Exhale. Again. One more time. Palms together up to your forehead, to your heart, to your dantian, lower dantian. Come back up to your forehead. Make a fist with your right hand. Cover it with your left. Bring it to your heart and breathe in. And bow. Okay, good work. Thank you. And I think today is the last day that you can transfer. So if you want to or need to transfer out of this class, you have to let them know this week. Okay? I won't take it personally. Thank you.
Thank you.
Run.
Bye-bye.
Bye.